WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station police arrested a Bryan man Monday after they found him unconscious at the intersection of Cypress and Southwest Parkway with his one-year-old daughter nearby. The girl was reported missing around 6 Monday evening. During the search, two reports of someone passed out in the grass with a small child led police to 35-year-old Reuben Henderson. Police say he was intoxicated and unable to care for his daughter and charged him with endangering a child. Henderson has 27 arrests in Brazos County dating back to 1997. Contributions to United Way of the Brazos Valley's two annual campaigns are ahead of last year. President Allison Prince says the amount of pledges to the community campaign have nearly reached the halfway mark towards the $700,000 goal.
So far this year, we've received pledges of just under $350,000 on our community campaign. And to give you some comparison to last year at the same period of time, we had only received just right around $157,000 of pledges at that time.
The state employees' charitable campaign is 7% above last year and is nearing the $600,000 goal. Tonight's regular meeting of the Blinn College Trustees moves to Bryan, while across town, the College Station School Board gets together.
The CSISD Board considers classes for the next school year. The list includes Mandarin Chinese, which was requested by students and parents. They're giving academic credit for dance team officers and a new class to create video games. The board, during its workshop, could also give administrators direction whether to proceed with its next bond issue next year or the year after. Business for the Blinn Trustees includes renovating space on the Villa Maria campus, opened up by moving financial aid and other offices to the Tejas Center. Discussion and possible action could be taken on naming an interim district president covering all Blinn campuses following next month's retirement of Harold Nolte. Tonight's Blinn meeting starts at 6:30 in the Student Center banquet room. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Parents of Bryan School District students will have the same calendar format next year. The school board unanimously adopted what teachers favored by a wide margin. Kelly Levy made the motion to continue the option, also recommended by a school district committee. Like this year, Thanksgiving break will be all week, and students will come back from Christmas on a Tuesday instead of a Monday. Parents wanted shorter breaks in order to finish the school year in May. Trey Moore, a board representative on the calendar committee, raised two issues.
That if we finished right there, then you would be looking at graduation on Memorial Day weekends, which could be challenging for a lot of families. That's not a good weekend to do stuff. But the other thing was that if there's a single bad weather day, It throws calendar B just became calendar A without Thanksgiving.
The option supported by parents also mirrored holiday schedules at Texas A&M. The implosion of the west side of Kyle Field has been scheduled to take place Sunday morning at 8. The historic first deck has been removed, something brought up during a recent conversation with A&M Athletics Director Eric Hyman on the Studio 12 show heard on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Blows me away that that first deck on the west side is no longer there. You can see right through it from Welburn Road.
Gotta wait until December 21st
and then on December
blown
21st
away part
I can see it from my office. I've watched, I can see.
You got a front row seat.
I got the catbird seat, really.
If you can't make it to the public viewing areas around the Reed Arena lawn and parking lots, you can watch it online at 12thman.com. A man who was shot outside a Bryan convenience store last week is out of the hospital and his truck has been found. Now police have obtained arrest warrants for two people. Online at WTW.com are mugshots of 29-year-old Sonia Martinez and 28-year-old Bill Jeffrey Garcia of Bryan. What led investigators to the couple has not been released. They're accused of the shooting and the vehicle theft outside the iStop C store on College Main. WTAW News time is 7:09. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
'Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supplies, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top-name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years. Go to NormanGTractor.com.
High pressure is in control of our weather this morning. It results in lots of sunshine. Temperatures today reaching 60. Start to see clouds increasing overnight. Lows 40 to 45. It'll become cloudy, cool tomorrow, 55, with the chance for a shower. Could see a shower tomorrow night. Lows will be near 50. Clouds linger across the area on Thursday. There may be a stray shower. Thursday, we're a little milder, with highs between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your sports here in just a bit with an update of Monday Night Football. Cowboys running back and NFL rushing leader DeMarco Murray needs surgery on his hand. And a former Aggie football player has joined the practice squad for the Houston Texans and won Azuma Owachukwu. We'll have all that and more in sports, and we'll do it for you at about 7:50.
Is this okay?
It's perfect. It's not for me to say.
It is perfect.
It's better than the damn dogs.
Yeah, we don't do the dogs or the cats.
El pollo Navidad.
Yeah, these would be chickens. That's enough.
Thank you.
It's okay. So College Station is talking about adding some new classes, proposing that. What were those?
We got them here.
Oh, okay.
The list includes Mandarin Chinese, which was requested by students and parents.
I love their oranges.
They're giving academic credit for dance team officers and a new class to create video games.
Okay. So, Mandarin, dance team officers get credit, and developing video games.
They're halfway there with the video games. I like that people are program. I like that they want the students to program, and I guess video games are a way to make sure they're interested. Any sort of programming, any sort of computer logic really opens up a world of opportunities.
Yeah, you know what I would like from a logic standpoint is to make sure they know how to run the apps for their banks so they understand if they have more money going out than they have coming in.
Oh, what? Home ec? Yeah, bring that back.
I mean,
Congress can't do it, why would you ask that of the students?
Right, sure. And that's the thing. Well, because they're using taxpayers' money. This is their own money. I mean, we used to say, learn how to balance a checkbook. Well, you say a checkbook to a kid, they'll look at you like you're from Mars. So learn how to run the bank app. Understand that you've got to have more money coming in than you do going out. And, oh, yeah, that's okay. I can just put it on the credit card, except look down there because there's going to be 21.9% interest somewhere down the road that you'll never be able to pay off. You know, if they could maybe understand some things like that before they end up getting some things that maybe... Oh, they're going to the school district saying, we'd like to learn how to do this. Guess what? No kid is going to go in and say, you know what? I wish you would teach me how to handle my finances.
Well, no, they do. They teach them how to apply for loans for college.
Yeah, perfect. That's right. Oh, I got to pay that back? Dang.
What?
That's okay if I, you know, but if I grouse enough, the government will eventually forgive the loan. We know that. We know that. Hello?
Maybe learn how to count back change.
Yeah. Oh, that's a hey. Listen, I'm telling you. Oh, I'm in a place yesterday, and it's like the total was 1206, and I said, well, let me think. I think I've got six,
And I didn't, you know, all I had was a quarter. And she handed it back. She said, "It's okay. I know math." It was so cool.
That didn't end how I thought it would.
It did. Me either.
It did. She said, "I know math. I should have tipped her a buck just for that." Yeah. Yeah. It was really fascinating.
Keep the change.
Didn't have right. She didn't. Right. She didn't have to punch it into the machine or anything. But I want people to be able to learn Mandarin. I think that's a wonderful deal and all that other stuff. But golly, there are kids out there who don't understand. I'll just put it on a card. Okay. Let me know how that works out for you. And while we're speaking of that, kind of kudos to that school over in Austin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tell you what. This is a pretty good move. The University of Texas at Austin is not the first school to decide that they need to try to teach life skills, okay? We've been doing that for a long time. There's a guy named Rick Rigsby who did it at A&M for the football team. Okay, and then
they still do that here.
Probably the entire athletic department. But the University of Texas announced yesterday that it is launching a new center to help athletes as well as high school student athletes and their coaches to develop character, financial literacy, and responsible decision making. It's called the Center for Sports Leadership and Innovation. It'll start a pilot program for high school coaches and offer a course of financial literacy for UT student athletes. Also will promote research in sports decision-making by athletes. The university will spend $300,000 on it. Most of it's going to come from Longhorn Network money. The announcement, of course, coincides with the news yesterday that the Travis County grand jury indicted two former UT football players on sexual assault charges. But, you know, in making the announcement, they said, this is not a response to any sort of occurrences of player behavior here or elsewhere. It's just the university saying we have a responsibility to mold young men and women. As Darren Roberts, who's going to be the director. Darren Roberts was a football player, and he played in the NFL for a little while and went to Harvard Law School just on top of that. But, I mean, I like the idea that they are going to teach high school coaches how to be able to deal with problems that they're having. You know, if you're in Anarene, Texas, and you got a problem kid, you may not know how to deal with that situation. If they can go to this place and learn how to do that, maybe can help mold not only the athletes in that high school, but other kids in that school, how to behave and prepare them for life. I really like the idea that they're reaching out. You know, again, schools do it for the kids on their campus. Let's talk about reaching out and kind of putting a network together so that coaches who basically know how to run drills but don't know how to take care of a severe discipline problem in a way that's not going to spoil that kid to the system. I mean, I like it. Hope it works.
Nifty idea.
Yeah, it sounds good, so I hope it works. State legislators in Montana have a hardline approach when it comes to spandex, by golly, and their new dress code. Oh, no. Leggings are not considered dress pants for women on the floor of the Republican-controlled state house. But legging lovers are out there trying to say that the law makes no sense. You can't wear spandex on the floor of the Montana House of Representatives. Do we have that here? I don't know. I'm just wondering. The 7-point list.
But don't dance in Waco.
Well, and the 7-point list, which also states that men should wear a suit and tie or a jacket and tie, handed down on December the 5th, with new office holders having an appropriate dress code within the people's house.
Yeah, but being Montana, it seems like leggings wouldn't look so good with the thermal underwear underneath.
Hello.
Now, wait a minute, Scott. They're coaches. They're not politicians.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not marriage counselors.
No, I understand. But the thing is, they may be the closest to a parent that some of those kids have. That's why a coach is really
important.
And
that's always been true.
Sure it is. It's really important. They look up to that coach to be able to answer those questions. If that kid's having some kind of a problem, and I mean, you know, take it down to the junior high level. I mean, if you could start doing it there where you feel like this is a person that you can go to if you have a problem, that you've got some sort of a conflict, and that coach can be there to really give you some good help, I mean, that could be a game changer.
Well, anecdotally, I was at the grocery store and saw a friend's mom the other night, and she said, yeah, my son's 17 years old, and I kept telling him as he was growing up, you need to watch what you eat, be careful what you eat at school. Mm-hmm. He's taking his lunch to school every day now because the coach said, you need to drop about 30 pounds.
Okay.
And he listened to the coach. He came back home and said, Mom, I really need to lose some weight. She said, I know!
Yeah, but you got, well, again, look,
because he's important to him.
It's it. That's exactly right. I mean, we were all in college, and, you know, the professor told us things 17 times. The first 16, we didn't hear it. That 17, we went, oh, yeah, I ought to be doing that. No, that's, and again, for some of these kids, it may be the closest thing to a parent that they have. So being able to prepare them would be a neat deal. I guess you heard about Nut Rage. Oh, have you heard about Nut Rage? Oh, this has got them all shook up over in South Korea. Apparently, an airplane from South Korea is going to leave New York City and fly to someplace. And first class, okay, up there in the pointy part, part of the airplane, okay? So the daughter of the chairman of Korean Air also happens to be the vice president in charge of in-flight services, okay? Okay, before they take off, flight attendant brings her some macadamia nuts in a bag rather than on a plate. She
tragic.
Goes to the cockpit, tells the pilot to turn around and taxi back to the gate and kicks this lady off of the airline, off the plane. Well, obviously, that caused a little dust-up. And the end result is that this this woman, Choen Hwa, who is the daughter of Korean Airlines chairman, had to resign all of her positions at the airline.
Ooh.
And again, what's so cool, and then the chairman comes out, and a news conference there is a little bit different, okay? He comes out, he bows first, then takes the microphone, and he says, "I want to apologize for my silly daughter's actions. This is all my fault. Please blame me. I ask for your forgiveness."
Can he run for Congress?
Hey, press conference over. That was the entire deal. That was it.
Drop mic, leave.
That's it. My silly daughter, please ask for your forgiveness. Please forgive me. It's my fault. Boom, he's out of there.
He would gently lay the microphone down in a respectful manner.
Yeah. Well, the offshoot of this is that now macadamia nut sales are through the roof in South Korea. Macadamia nuts previously had made up 5% of the nut sales in the country. Now it's up to 50% since December the 7th. See? Little things. Little things make a difference. I mean, really, they were not served on a plate, so she kicks her off. Just saying. So did you meet the woman of your dreams on Match.com? Well, she may not be who you think she is. Beauty queen Megan Jarinski. TMZ.com reports the former Miss New York 2005, the victim of identity theft, and set up fake dating profiles on single sites. The company can't tell her who is responsible for it because they got to get a court order. She's lawyered up because apparently bad things are happening because of this whole situation.
Goodness.
Ah, while we're talking about the airlines, you hear about the pregnant woman who was forced to hand over her Nutella chocolate spread to British airport officials.
She had to get rid of her Nutella?
Yep, apparently posed a terror threat. 35-year-old Kara Harrison, accosted by the staff at the London City Airport, that's the one, you know, downtown, after they spotted two jars of Nutella in her luggage, she said security guards told her the chocolate is, quote, dangerous, unquote, and they confiscated it.
Wow.
Probably took it right to the break room.
I'm going to give you anaphylaxis.
Yeah. Harrison described the incident as daft, saying the jars of chocolate spread do not pose a threat. Again, I'm figuring they're probably in the break room in the airport. 723.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Here's Chip Davis, founder of Mannheim Steamroller, with today's Christmas countdown.
Just on my way to mail my Christmas cards. You know, Christmas cards first appeared in 1843 England. Back then, most folks would write a personal Christmas letter to each of their friends. But Sir Henry Cole, a British writer and public servant, was simply too busy. So he asked an artist friend to design a Christmas calling card for him. It was lithographed, hand-colored, and simply read, "A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you." It was an instant hit. And this year, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, over 20 billion cards, letters, and packages will pass through the U.S. Post Office. So let's get them in the mail. And I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Brought to you by LifeLock. And LifeLock's Ultimate Plus. Peace of mind all year. Visit LifeLock.com.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyotathon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyotathon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey, Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyotathon is on. Lease a new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $1999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 1/5/15.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature today. It's going to be okay, but you're going to have north winds. It'll chill down a little bit. 60 will be our high temperature, but the north winds at 5 to 10. 41 tonight. Tomorrow, about 55 for a high. 30% chance of rain during the day. It's a 60% chance of rain on Wednesday night with a low of 52. And then on Thursday, 40% during the day, 70% at night. And right now, they're telling us a 70% chance on Friday as well with a high of 61. A little cooler on Saturday in the mid-50s, but... it'll be clear. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 12, got a chill factor of 40, and our air temperature is 46 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The University of California's Annenberg School studied the 100 top grossing movies of 2013 and found... Hollywood failed to reflect what America looks like in real life, and Hispanics were hardest hit. Hispanics are among Hollywood's best customers. They account for 25% of all ticket sales. They're more likely to go to movie theaters than any other group. But while Hispanics comprise 17% of the population, less than 5% of movie roles go to them. When Hispanic females do get movie roles, they, more than any other ethnic group, are required to appear nude on screen. Yeah, J-Lo. Now, blacks, who represent 13% of the population, find themselves in 14% of movie roles. In almost 20% of movies, they don't have a speaking role. If it weren't for movies with large black casts, there'd be a problem with black movie representation. Only 6% of all directors in Hollywood are black, and the study didn't even bother to count Hispanic directors. Stacey Smith is the author of the study. She notes... there hasn't been a significant change in the number of non-white actors since 2007. Now, maybe on his next Hollywood fundraising tour, Obama could lecture his movie business buddies on white liberal privilege. And then could ask them to throw a few crumbs to Hispanic actors and find a few more ethnic directors and tell them to stop asking Hispanic women to take off their clothes on screen, at least some of the time.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Jason Byinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, AggielandRealEstate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. The Bryan School Board chose the opinion of teachers over parents in deciding next year's calendar. A unanimous vote will continue this year's format, giving a full week for Thanksgiving, but extending the school year into the first week of June. Board President David Stasny says there was a rather large disparity with parents who wanted a shorter Thanksgiving break in order to finish the school year in May.
I've expressed this concern years past when I was served on the calendar committee that one of the things that the staff clearly wanted was the whole week of Thanksgiving. And then when you talk to parents, it was like, I got to work. And I got to, you're asking me to get daycare. And so I don't know. And of course, then going into that obviously means you've got to continue your daycare contract to the longer end of the summer, too.
The calendar option favored by parents also mimicked holiday schedules at Texas A&M. Tonight's schedule of public meetings includes the College Station School Board and the Blinn College Trustees.
During the workshop portion of the CSISD board meeting, direction could be given whether to hold the district's next bond election next year or in 2016. Board's contemplating the timing of building the district's 10th elementary, 3rd intermediate, and 3rd middle school. In other business, it's been a year since the board was first asked to add Chinese to its list of foreign language classes. Board's been asked to offer 2 semesters for high school students starting next year, along with a high school video game design class, and to give academic credit for officers on high school dance teams. The Blinn College Trustees hold their annual regular meeting in Bryan tonight, starting at 6:30 in the Student Center Banquet Room. Business includes seeking proposals to renovate space on the Villa Maria campus created by the future move of some offices to the Tejas Center. And an executive session and possible action could follow on naming an interim district president to serve all Blinn campuses when Harold Nolte retires next month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A big start to this fall's United Way of the Brazos Valley annual campaigns is credited with higher contributions compared to last year.
Our wonderful gift from BB&T of $100,000, so that really helped set us in the right direction. And I think it also helped set the tone for the community that, you know, we really can come together and make a huge impact.
President Allison Prince says the momentum has carried over to both the community and state employees' charitable campaigns.
In SECC, we are about 7% higher than we were at this point last year, a little bit low of our goal still, and that will wrap up here in the next few weeks.
Prince says the community campaign, which at this time last year was $157,000, has pledges of almost $350,000 towards this year's goal of $700,000. The community campaign will continue through next April, which accommodates several companies who do their drives after the first of the year. What was left of the original west side of Kyle Field is gone. The time for the rest to be imploded has been set for Sunday morning at 8. The media and invited guests will be on the roof of the West Campus Garage. The location was recently discussed with A&M Athletics Director Eric Hyman on the Studio 12 show, heard on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone.
I mean, we could talk about going on top of the parking garage and wanting to watch it, but they're going to have all that smoke and dust and everything else. Of course, I probably will be there when it is imploded. What I wanted to do is to push the bell and then have it all lined up and charge admission and think everybody's going to come in and all at one time push it, and they might be the one that's setting off the dynamite.
It's one lucky button.
Yeah. And then they all can say, well, I did it, but nobody will ever know that. But anyway, just having a little fun.
Public viewing will be around the Reed Arena lawn and parking lots. You can also watch the implosion online at 12thman.com. Several streets, including Welburn Road, will be closed starting Sunday morning at 5. Bryan Police has released the identities of 2 suspects from an armed robbery last week. Arrest warrants have been issued for 28-year-old Bill Jeffrey Garcia and 29-year-old Sonia Martinez of Bryan. Their mugshots are online at WTAW.com. They're accused of shooting a man outside the iStop convenience store on College Main and taking his truck. The victim was treated at a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries and released. The truck was recovered. Investigators are not releasing any details of why Garcia and Martinez are suspects, but they are considered armed and dangerous, and anyone who sees them is encouraged to call law enforcement or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Atheist groups are upset that, for the first time, a nativity has been set up inside the Capitol Rotunda in Austin. They say a state-owned building is not the place for a religious display. Governor-elect Greg Abbott says there is precedent to keep it up.
The Supreme Court said it was perfectly constitutional to display the Ten Commandments monument on the Texas Capitol grounds.
And for that reason, he says it's perfectly constitutional to have the baby Jesus there, too. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
More cold weather still ahead, and Intercon wants to remind you that your window's efficiency has a lot to do with what your utility bill looks like. If they're not efficient, your utility bill is higher than it should be. And you're aware of it during the cold weather because that's cold air that may be seeping into your home, but the air exchange goes on all the time. So energy inefficiency in your windows is going to affect your utility bill year-round. You just notice it more during the winter. So why not give Intercon a call, 823-3639. They'll come out, kind of assess your situation, let you know what you're looking at, whether you can repair the existing windows that you have or you want to replace them. In any event, they'll give you an estimate. They'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. This is a father and son started organization. They're a local business. Intercon wants to make sure you're a satisfied customer, just like the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that they have over the years. So give them a call, 823-3639. Remember, if you're a BTU customer, there's also some inducements that they have for you as well. Intercon, 823-3639.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini master doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-master course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable year-round. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
High pressure's in control of our weather this morning. It results in lots of sunshine. Temperatures today reaching 60. Start to see clouds increasing overnight. Lows 40 to 45. It'll become cloudy, cool tomorrow, 55, with the chance for a shower. Could see a shower tomorrow night. Lows will be near 50. Clouds linger across the area on Thursday. There may be a stray shower. Thursday, we're a little milder, with highs between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Emmitt Smith had the same injury against the Vikings, and he didn't make it back that next week, but the week after that, he was back and running well.
That is Jerry Jones' son, the general manager for Dallas Cowboys, on DeMarco Murray's broken hand. We'll have more on that, plus NFL's Monday Night Football from last night, and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes or so.
So is that kind of a salvo of expectation there he's sending out, going, well, you know, we used to have this guy named Emmitt Smith who came back a week later?
It wouldn't surprise me if it was.
Let's see how that works. Big numbers for the Sunday night game between the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. 17.9 million viewers, enough to top the week's broadcast list, as a matter of fact. Barbara Walters, not so much. Her Most Fascinating People show, this year's version. Well, let's see. Down 36% from last year.
Ooh.
People don't know who she is anymore. And the deal is, back when she started doing this a million years ago, these were those inside people type profiles that you didn't get anyplace. Well, you got TMZ now. These people draw a breath and it's on video. So it's not like it's anything new or different. It's Tuesday. We don't have time to play the music thing. Can't do that. But because you probably, I don't know, maybe you haven't heard this song in the last 4 hours. Let it go, let it go. I just want to put that in your head right there. Now, I don't have a child, so of an age that Frozen is a big deal to them. But I think this is a sad story, quite honestly, because, I mean, Frozen's a phenomenon. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's imprinted on kiddos all over the world. At this time last year, Frozen was still on its way to becoming the box office phenomenon and marketing juggernaut that we see today.
Hard to believe it's only been a year.
Yeah. The movie had just opened in theaters a month before, and the accolades and box office was yet to really be piling up on top of it. Eventually, the film became the first animated feature to cross the $1 billion mark, becoming the most successful animated film ever, and picked up a pair of Oscars, including one for Best Animated Feature. Now Frozen's everywhere, and the last year has been a crazy one for the film's makers, including the co-director and screenwriter Jennifer Lee. As she tells Hollywood Reporter, her interaction with parents has even taken on a different tenor. She said, a year ago I would meet people who, when they found out who I was, say, oh, we love the songs, we sing them all the time. Now it's, yep, we're still listening to your songs. She said, I have gone from thank you to I'm sorry. How sad. How really unfortunate
really
for her. Hello.
I just want to say thank you for playing that song while my kids are in the truck. I'm not going to bring them by the studio.
Hello.
No, I've got to give somebody a warning. I was trying to eat a donut. Let it go. Let it go.
We're trying to help you out, sir. Yeah, they're going, yeah, we're singing your songs. See, sir, the first caller, now your kiddos can sing that at school today with their schoolmates and the teachers.
Oh, they will have already done that.
Yeah.
It says something about a song in today's music industry. Most of those don't last more than a few months.
Oh, no, the fact that it does, it is a truly amazing thing that it is.
You're
done
saying that. Amazing because you're not hearing it.
Exactly
every day.
Right. Well, but, you know, for me, it was Dinghy. I mean, how many times do we have to listen to Celine Dion sing that song? They're all going to die. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. And then, of course, for the holiday season, there's this.
The following conversation is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th of 2004 between a Blonde Star advisor and a subscriber.
Blonde Star emergency. This is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've locked myself in my car, and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay. It's just that the windows are rolled up, and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes, oh, my God.
Now, does your car have automatic locks, or?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Did it open?
Yes, oh my God, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hun.
Oh my God. You know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star.
No, that's
always
it.
On, because you're always blonde.
Playing that to tell you this.
I think I know this story. Is it in New Zealand?
Yeah.
I just read this one.
A couple in New Zealand almost did not make it out of their car alive when they couldn't figure out how to exit it. Their inability to exit their Mazda had them locked inside a keyless car for almost 13 hours. A series of events led the couple to believe that they were stuck in their newly purchased Mazda 3 hatchback. In their garage with no way to escape. You see, the remote keyless fob was outside the car, and the car manual was in the house. What's it doing in the house? Read that stuff in the car when you need to know it. Anyway, rather than thinking to unlock the vehicle the traditional way, you know, the way it's been done for decades, they attempted to break the glass with a car jack and honking the horn.
How'd they get the car jack?
Well, maybe it's under the seat there.
Okay.
It is in my truck, so I don't know. The couple was discovered by neighbors the next morning. They, of course, blamed the confusion on how the keyless entry system works on the salesman at the car dealership. Thank you.
So it's his fault.
Yeah, of course. Never mind them. Just saying. And you know what? They get the same number of votes we do.
Yep.
Not New Zealand.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That's true. I don't know. I don't know how
they better
vote.
Not.
I don't know how they vote. Yeah, that's right. That's a major absentee vote right there, right?
They may have legal status now. Yeah.
In the meantime, just remember, we mentioned this to the audience last hour, but everybody needs to know today is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Anything?
Now, well, in some cases, you may need to ask permission.
Oh.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their end-of-year floor model sale going on right now. It's the biggest sale of the year. You'll find huge savings throughout the store. Amish Furniture is reducing their inventory and extending the savings onto you. But hurry, the sale is only through the end of December. It's the biggest sale of the year. Amish Furniture for Generations end-of-year floor model sale. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Parenting is serious business, but sometimes you just have to know when to be playful. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I came home from work one day just as my boys were dragging into the house from the backyard. Literally, Troy was limping and Trent had a black and blue mark on his chin. What happened? I asked. And they said, well, don't jump on the trampoline with Mom. She landed on my ankle. Then Trent said, her knee cracked me right in the jaw. Obviously, that playtime didn't go so well. But believe it or not, it did have a positive outcome, eventually. First, it was a moment we still laugh about today. But more importantly, Jean's playfulness drew the boys closer to her. The sprained ankle and the sore jaw are long forgotten, but my boys will always remember their mom taking time out of her busy schedule to play with them. And that's a great reminder for every parent. The pressures of adult life can make us all a little too serious sometimes. Be playful. Play board games, wrestle on the floor, throw the ball around. Find something your kids like to do and join them. It'll deepen your relationship with your children. They'll see you as more than a disciplinarian or someone who only cooks dinner and does the laundry. They'll see you as someone who really enjoys spending time with them. And to a child, that equals feeling loved. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. handyman123.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman123.homeadvisor.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. In last night's NFL Monday Night Football, Drew Brees threw for 375 yards and three touchdowns as the New Orleans Saints thumped the Chicago Bears 31-15 to regain the NFC South lead, one win ahead of the Carolina Panthers. Brees said the team stepped up when they needed to.
I just think we responded well as a team. You know, man, we were embarrassed about what happened last week, and we know we're better than that, and certainly a great sense of urgency going into this game, just knowing what's at stake and what a win would do for us.
The Saints recorded 7 sacks and 3 interceptions against Bears quarterback Jay Cutler. Mark Ingram's 15-yard scoring run with 1:57 remaining clinched the victory for the 6-8 Saints. We'll keep it in the NFL as Dallas Cowboys running back and NFL rushing leader DeMarco Murray needs surgery after breaking his hand in Sunday's win over the Eagles in Philadelphia. Dallas Executive Vice President Stephen Jones says it's difficult to expect Murray to play Sunday against Indianapolis, but he went on to say there is some precedent for the one-week turnaround.
Emmitt Smith had the same injury against the Vikings, and he didn't make it back that next week, but the week after that, he was back and running well.
Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said it depends on if he can do the job or not.
Biggest question that we have to ask ourselves, is he functional to do his job? Can he hold the football? Can he carry it under duress? Block? Can he do the things necessary to play the position?
Murray has a little over 1,600 yards rushing and needs 87 to break Emmitt Smith's franchise record of 1,773. And by the way, Dallas can clinch the NFC East division title if they beat Indy at Jerry World this Sunday and Philadelphia loses, or Dallas ties and Philly loses. The NFL Players Association has filed a federal lawsuit for Adrian Peterson asking the court to dismiss an arbitrator's decision to uphold the NFL's punishment of Minnesota Vikings running back. Peterson was suspended without pay for the remaining 6 games of the season by Commissioner Roger Goodell as a result of the child abuse case that has kept the 6-time Pro Bowler out of all but 1 game this year. Johnny Manziel, looking back on what he called a, quote, absolutely humbling day, his NFL debut was the worst game of his career at any level, according to Manziel. The Browns ran an NFL season low 38 offensive plays in the 30-zip loss Sunday to the Cincinnati Bengals, with Manziel throwing for just 80 yards and 2 interceptions. Browns head coach Mike Pettine said there's still a lot of upside to Johnny football, though.
Johnny showed some flashes of what he's capable of, and we had some chances to turn those plays that, you know, into some real positive ones.
The last first-time starter whose offense failed to score points was Tennessee's Rusty Smith back in 2010. Manziel, quoting again, "First time I've not scored a point or been shut out. Played in a lot of games through high school and college, never been shut out, so this is definitely tough." Texas A&M's Bria Garrett broke a pair of meet records at Saturday's Reveille Invitational. In total, 10 meet records were bettered in the Invitational that opened the indoor track and field season for Texas A&M. Garrett won the shot put with a toss of almost 52 feet, beating the meet record set last year by TCU's Megan Gibson. In the weight throw, Garrett broke her own meet record with a toss of a little over 67.5 feet. And finally, former Texas A&M wide receiver Azuma Owachukwu is signed with the Houston Texans as a practice squad player. As a senior at Texas A&M in 2012, Owachukwu caught 26 passes for 485 yards and 7 touchdowns. And that's your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. Visitingangels.com.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Ho, 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 ho. 'Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supplies, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
About 3 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, 'tis the season to figure out what the best hot dogs are. Huh? Best hot dogs. Lots of choices out there as you go through. The food blog, Daily Meal Blind Taste Tested, 8 name brand hot dogs already available in most grocery stores. Here's how they ranked them. Number 8 was Boar's Head Beef Hot Dogs. Number 7, Hebrew National. I kind of like them. They're my favorite. Ballpark came in at number 6. Number 5, Applegate Farms Supernatural Uncured Beef Hot Dog. Number 4, Trader Joe's. Number 3, Sabret Skinless. I've never heard of those. Number 2 is Oscar Mayer, your classic beef frank. And number 1 was Nathan's famous beef frank. So there you are. There's your hot dog rankings for this year.
So no cheesy dogs.
Nah, none of that stuff. Or yeah, well, you don't want a foreign substance inside a hot dog. It's already full of foreign substances, right?
Again. No.
Yeah. Don't ever watch How It's Made with hot dogs. You'll never eat them again. I'm just saying. You'll never. Anything that has slurry, I mean, that's what they call that stuff on the inside, slurry. I'm just saying. DealNews.com has a rundown of more than a dozen items likely to see a price increase in the next year. Some of it because of in-demand situations. Other is that there's a natural resource shortage. Nonetheless, top of the list is bourbon. It may not be experiencing a bona fide shortage, but it has definitely seen an increase in sales in the last year. Expensive steak and tenderloin cuts, be prepared to pay more as the already soaring price of beef and pork will continue. Yeah, I bought some of that yesterday. That stuff's expensive now, you know, that pork stuff, man. Guacamole, predicted avocado shortage. See, that's what they need to do. They need to come up with some sort of a genetically modified thing that looks like avocado. Because, I mean, you always put guacamole with something, don't you?
Yeah.
You need some, you know, put it on some food or you use chips or whatever. So, I mean, that could be fake. That could be Soylent Green. Nobody would notice that. The higher cost of avocados has already caused folks at Chipotle to have to raise their prices for the first time in years. Chocolate. The world is apparently short on that, too. Farmers in Africa taking a hit because the weather's been too dry there and the fungus has wiped some of it out. And coffee will probably continue to cost you more following a drought that took
place. Yeah, it's not it. They keep opening Starbucks stores.
Well, that's what, yeah, well, you know, but they, well, that and, you know what? People will pay it. That's the most important thing. Prices go up because people pay it. The